Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
This is Robert Crowther, Director of Communications for the Center for Science and Culture. This week, we're highlighting Discovery Senior Fellow George Gilder's article in the latest issue of National Review, entitled The Evolution of Intelligent Design, A Personal Account. Gilder's article is a breakthrough description of the case against Darwinism and for intelligent design based largely on trends in information theory since the advent of the computer. Darwinian theory is especially vulnerable to the analysis of life from the hierarchical structure that Gilder says current physics, mathematics, and computer science provide. Here is a brief clip from Discovery President Bruce Chapman's recent interview with Gilder. If you'd like to listen to the entire interview, go to intelligentdesign.podomatic.com and click on the Gilder interview link. That's intelligentdesign.podomatic.com. Now, here's a part of the Gilder interview.
This is Bruce Chapman, and I'm with George Gilder, whom I've known for decades. And George, in all the decades that I've known you, you've had a progression of interests from international affairs and defense to economics, certainly the whole issue of feminism that came up in the 70s and the book Sexual Suicide and then Men and Marriage that came out of that, your whole work in the supply-side economics program. And then I'm very aware, and some of our listeners are probably too, that your involvement with economics led you to look at the phenomenon of entrepreneurism, and that in turn led you on to the most important cutting edge of our economy, which is the technology field. Now, you're examining, and I guess you really have before also, the interface of technology and biology as information systems. And what are the similarities?
Well, I've just written a book called, or published a book called The Silicon Eye, which is about the effort of scientists to build an eye in silicon, you know, the element that's used in microchips. And when these Caltech scientists gathered to build an eye in silicon, they imagined that biologists understood the eye. They had some idea of how the eye worked. But when they examined the actual analysis of the eye, of the retina that dominated in biology, they found it was totally worthless to someone who wanted to build an eye or to accomplish the functionality of an eye in silicon or carbon or whatever element you might use. It turned out that biology, although it pretends to know the eye, doesn't have an inkling about how the eye really worked. And since they don't know what the eye is, it's unlikely that they are going to be able to explain how the eye might have evolved. And so this was how my exploration of technology led me to address the issue of evolution and whether a purely random evolutionary process could possibly produce some exquisitely designed kind of organ like the human eye and like human vision. And it turned out that human vision is not a sense, it's an intelligence. And its design is so intricate and amazing that it actually evinces some kind of design principle. And the idea that this evolved by random processes is just preposterous. It's not as if it's a close call. It's just preposterous. That is not how that particular phenomenon happened. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that there is some gray-bearded god that intervened and created the eye in 6 days or anything. It just means that there's more intelligence in the universe than is in the ken of the philosophy of the Darwinian totalists who dominate biology in our universities and can't explain the eye of a fly, the eye of the neural system of a fly, how the fly eludes the swatter and is completely beyond the comprehension of biologists, and the human eye is even farther beyond the understanding of biologists.
That was just part of a longer interview with George Gilder, which you can access online at the IDTF homepage at intelligentdesign.podomatic.com. And be sure to pick up the newest issue of National Review magazine to read Gilder's amazing article on the evolution of intelligent design. I'm Robert Crowther for IDTF at the CSC in Seattle. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Pinnock. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.